This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, about 15 minutes left of Mark Dice. I'll cover a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet. And Chase Geiser is set to come in 6 to 8 p.m. Central here on the live feed, Central Time. Mark, I got a bunch of questions next segment that's longer. A bunch of stations that don't carry this segment join us, but we're on the internet, reaching millions of people still. I asked you in the break, what do you hit next? And I kind of cut you off because Elon did. And because I said, well, let's not be like them, but I get your point. You were saying by their rules, CNN should be banned for fake news and censorship and bullying, particularly bullying. So let's drill into that a little bit.
Well, I didn't say banned. I think that Elon should not even suspend them, but there is a tweet from CNN that does violate the terms of service, and I thought it would be a very symbolic victory to coincide with restoring you by applying the rules fairly to CNN, who did violate the terms of service against privacy violations and doxing. So there was a woman back several years ago who shared something on Facebook that originated with a Russian troll farm. And it was an event that she had shared with her friends.
They came to her house in Florida and harassed her.
Yeah, in her front yard, unannounced, this poor old lady, 75 years old, in her front yard, harassing her about sharing something on Facebook. Which, by the way, Michael Moore was duped by a Russian bot farm Facebook post in event as well, and showed up to a protest at Trump Tower that was organized literally by the Russians. So CNN showed up to this poor old lady's house when she was doing gardening out in the front yard. So I asked Elon to suspend CNN or to apply the rules fair to pull that tweet, because what they did is they uploaded the video to Twitter, to X now, showing them berating her, which you would argue, okay, it's maybe they're on the sidewalk, they're not technically on her property. But as she walks away and goes into her front yard, you can see her address on the number plate on her house, and that video is on Twitter. That's a violation of the terms of service. That is doxing. You're not allowed to show up to somebody's house and then show their address. You could even argue that they're allowed to show up to their house and try to talk to somebody. You know, people have done that. Jesse Waters has done that with a lot of judges before he kind of went soft. He would actually show up to judges' houses and find them in the grocery store parking lot and confront them about the soft sentences that they would give to child predators. And so even if you're going to argue that that was fine, that that's not technically harassment or doxing, they did show her address, and that is doxing. And so I think it would be a symbolic victory. Maybe I'll tweet it out later again to and tag Trust and Safety to take that tweet down, to not suspend them, not to ban them, but you know what, just to acknowledge that CNN did violate the terms of service, and let's remove one of their tweets. Let's give them a taste of their own medicine. And I think that sometimes – we have to do that, because conservatives tend to just point out, oh, that's not fair, that's hypocrisy, and trying to be a little bit too soft sometimes. So we don't want to compromise our principles, but sometimes I think we should apply the same standards they're forcing on us to them until there's some kind of a truce where we could say, see, now you don't like a taste of your own medicine. Okay, now you want to back off? Are we ready to just kind of call it even now? And then we can move forward. So I think sometimes that's the way to do it, and it would send a tremendous message. CNN suspended or having a post deemed officially by Twitter violated the terms of service, just to give them a taste of their own medicine and a symbolic victory.
Okay, it was 6 minutes ago. We're doing a two-minute break, and I said, what do you want to hit next? Now I forgot. It was something important. What was I going to ask you next?
The Operation Mockingbird division about publishing.
That was it. So we're going to hit Mockingbird, and we're going to hit a couple other subjects with Mark Dice. People need to get his book. It's amazing. The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice. It went to number 4. And I want to explain something to listeners. It's an information war. When something goes to number 1, it gets 10 times bigger. It's an info war. I know you know about the War on Conservatives, but you'll learn something from this book. This guy's in the trenches. He didn't back down when everybody else did. Get the book now. The War on Conservatives, Mark Dice. Get it at Amazon. Push the damn thing to number 1 and through the top. All right, we'll be right back with Mark Dice, final segment and a bunch of the news. Straight ahead, I'm with InfoWars.com in case you hadn't heard of it. And now back on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Be sure and follow us there. We'll be 2 million followers in the next few hours.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mark Dice is our guest for one more segment. Then I got a bunch of military, economic, political news. I did interview Elon Musk for 2+ hours on X today. I'm told it's downloaded now. It'll be up in the next 10 minutes at InfoWars.com. Man.video. We'll be playing clips of it tomorrow on the show. Just absolutely insane. The media, the corporate media, cannot even ignore this. They're going to go crazy. We asked some of the best questions. So did Mark Dice. So did Andrew Tate. So did Tristan Tate. So did Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, it just went on and on. General Flynn was there. It just went on and on. But Mark, I got to bring this up to you because I never asked you this. I've known you 18 years, like you said. You're doing great Man on the Street stuff. Writing books back then, I was like, I gotta get this guy on. So I didn't launch your career. You're already doing a great job. I may have boosted it. But I noticed when I got banned 5 years ago, including most of my own crew, most of them are gone now. Owen was here, but he never did it. They suddenly didn't want to talk about InfoWars on air. They wanted to keep their own sites we promoted and built up. I kind of let them do it. They all kind of just moved on. What was it with you, the winter patriot, not the sunshine patriot, but the winter patriot. What was it when you saw me get banned 5 years ago that made you go from, almost, I want to say competition, but you're like, hey, I got my thing, you got yours. You're playing too much of my stuff on there. That's mine. I'm not mad, but you were kind of like, I'm my own guy, Jones. Don't, you know, to you, like, absolutely defending me. What was the thought process, which is a good instinct, I think, but I want to talk about what was your instinct there? Why'd you do that?
Well, as a media analyst and somebody who, you know, is really a first-generation person who saw the creation, the advent of social media and saw it become such a central focus in our lives and in our culture, when you were banned, it sent shockwaves through the community because it was the ultimate unpersoning and it was unfair. And I followed your career very closely because I consider you a friend. I consider, you know, Alex, like I said, it did boost my career. I've been a regular on the show since 2005. Alex has been a tremendous inspiration for me. I've been an annual guest for 18 years now. And so part of it is I took it personally. I saw a friend of mine getting banned unfairly, who didn't violate the terms, and then I saw the media smearing you and putting out fake news for the supposed reason. And so we've already covered why it was on Twitter, his conversation with Oliver Darcy. So I must add, Alex was actually fairly well-behaved and contained himself, being face-to-face with such scum. But even before that, Twitter held out when you were on person from just about everything at the same time. It wasn't because of the comments about the school tragedy from years earlier. It was literally, I followed this so closely, it was criticizing Drag Queen Story Hour. And this was, you know, 2018, when very few people talk about Drag Queen Story Hour. And Alex is ranting about how despicable it is and how weird it is. They consider that to be hate speech against the protected groups. Now, strike one. Strike two was he was talking about the Islamization of Europe and the increasing crime rates over in Europe because of the mass influx of all the migrants. That was hate speech as well. That was strike number two. Strike number three was, because he was suspended, you can't live stream on YouTube when you're suspended for 2 weeks. So he live streamed his show on somebody else's channel. I think it was as a guest or a guest host or an affiliate on another channel. They said that was ban evasion strike number three. So, you know, it's the principle of free speech. You were banned unfairly. You were maligned. They tried to define you by a mistake and by a flaw and overlook the genius of Alex Jones. And the reason that they really did ban, of course, is because Alex Jones is a wrecking ball against the establishment and was waking so many people up and getting so many people to start questioning what it is that's going on in the deep state, in the liberal media, in the fake news industrial complex. And so I took it personally. As a media analyst, I was very upset. I saw this setting a terrible precedent. And since I knew you and I had followed your career very closely, I knew that what they were saying was the reason was false. And, you know, I stand up for friends.
I never forget that. And I've seen you 1,000 times defend me. So that's why here tonight, front and center, I want to promote you. Plus, the book's amazing. So talk about Operation Mockingbird, which we're seeing 2.0 of right now, that you really cover in the new book, The War on Conservatives. This is important to know.
Yeah, people talk about fake news and the deep state and them manipulating the media, but it's really, there is an admitted program. And I, you know, for those who know, this is, I sound like I'm belaboring the point, but the fact that Operation Mockingbird is not widely known, that very few people, the mainstream pundits.
That's key. The audience, and you know that, but that was very astute. The general public still doesn't know the CIA is manipulating this.
And they don't know that Operation Mockingbird was uncovered in the 1970s in a congressional hearing. There's clips of it where they were literally paying the media to act as gatekeepers and propagandists to function for the government. Now, back then, they claimed, may have been for a good cause, at least some of it, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So they said back then, it started in the 1950s, was to fight communism. So what they would do is they would invite reporters, editors, the network heads, to dinner, they'd have them sign an NDA before they even tell them what they're going to talk about. And then they would tell them, hey, here's what it is that's going on. We want you to promote these things. And then they had a back channel about what it is that they wanted them to promote, what it is that they wanted to not to talk about.
And by the way, eight years ago, Chris Carter told me personally on the phone, he had those meetings with the CIA of X-Files. Sorry.
Well, that's a whole other division. That's like an open secret as well, the Entertainment Liaison Office, where I'm the CIA's own website. And I cover this in my book, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV Movies and Music Shape Our Culture. Like, if you're a producer in Hollywood, they will literally work with the government to make films and provide equipment, provide script approval, access to military bases in order to use that as propaganda, but they have to control the narrative in order to paint the CIA as a fun, friendly organization. They never do anything wrong. And so it's this kind of weird bedfellow that Hollywood has, because sometimes they're against the wars, but at the same time, they work behind the scenes with the Department of Defense and with the CIA to produce popular films. And they have such nitpicking about it, because even in the film, with Robert De Niro, Meet the Parents. Okay, he was a CIA.
He's also the Good Shepherd Robert De Niro produced, but yeah, sorry, go ahead.
So in Meet the Parents, there, you know, Robert De Niro is a former CIA officer, and there was a scene in there when the star goes into his secret office and is looking through his books and sees torture manual, CIA torture manual. And so they had that removed. And because there were consultants on the film about, oh, how do we portray a CIA officer? And so they had that removed because it makes the CIA look bad. So my point is, I want everybody outside of this audience, the mainstream pundits, we're gonna encourage them politely to talk about Operation Mockingbird. And it's not just in the media. And, you know, in my previous books, I talk about how Operation Mockingbird is not just in the newspapers and in the broadcast news. The congressional hearing, the Church Committee hearing, and in the congressional report, they admit that there was an entire book publishing division, because books, they admit, are the most powerful an influential form of media, more than a television show, more than a movie. You can listen to a radio broadcast. You can read a newspaper article. Very rarely is it going to change your life. Is it going to change your paradigm? But a book, if you sit down and read a book, you're talking about a 10-hour personal, intimate conversation with an author. And that's why I don't like doing interviews, because I stumble over my words. I think I'm a better writer. I just stumbled over my words there. But in the books, my books, I can polish and repolish and add, and they grow and cite everything. There's over 900 footnotes in these books, because in a book, you can really put together a quality presentation. So the Operation Mockingbird Publishing Division admits that they funded books, and they would use trusts and all these ways to hide who it was. They didn't care if they were commercially viable, because they just wanted them to be out there. They'd have book excerpts published in American magazines. And this is why books like Cassidy Hutchinson all of a sudden gets a book deal. She's that, I don't want to call her a babe, but she's the wannabe babe, the portrayed babe that claimed that Trump, you know, tried to grab the steering wheel of the car to force the driver to take him to the Capitol. And you have even people like Edward Bernstein, or the former, you know, Bernstein and what's his name, the Watergate guys, right? They
Woodward and Bernstein.
Yes. Now they, instead of beating Operation Mockingbird, they joined them because they wrote an article in Rolling Stone back in the 1970s exposing Operation Mockingbird, and even saying that the hearing itself, the church committee, was a limited hangout. They actually prevented the extent of the manipulation from...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Logically prepared, thinking locally, family, friends, community, church, get ready. And we can't be swept up, and you can't be getting too caught up in the fear and mouthing off and saying stupid things that, you know, maybe amongst friends, your friends would know that you wouldn't mean, because that's how people are going to get arrested. People are going to get in trouble. We're facing a very difficult time when we have people being arrested and sentenced to 7 months in prison. We're posting memes like Douglas Mackey, Owen Schroer being sentenced to prison for exercising his First Amendment right. I just want everybody to just be careful, be calm. Think about your words carefully of what you say and what you post, and, you know, just God bless you.
No, exactly, because we're in a real war. This is not patty cake. This isn't make-believe. This isn't musical chairs. This is war against a dying evil empire. We couldn't lie to people. This is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, and watch your analogies. Watch your figure of speech, because they'll take anything and everything out of context. They claim that you were being literal, so everyone, my main advice is to be careful. Focus on friends, family, locally. No matter what happens with the country nationally, locally, your community, even if it's just your neighborhood, your local school, that will be able, and what we should also do by focusing locally, take over the school boards, take over the city councils. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, notice how they sent the FBI in 2 years ago. They are so scared of us just peacefully speaking out and taking over.
There's a lot of competition on a national level when you're talking about races, even, you know, for governor or for Senate, for Congress. But when you're talking about a school board, I mean, we're seeing some very small margins. There was, I don't know where it was, but there was just an issue where somebody lost a local office to one vote because he didn't vote for himself. He just didn't feel comfortable voting for himself. And President Trump only won in 2016, I think by just a few tens of thousands of votes. And so it just depends on the different areas who you can get to vote for. And even if the country goes to hell in a handbasket, you can get your school board, you can get your sheriff. Because, again, I mentioned this before, but I'll reinforce it. During the COVID lockdowns, even in counties in Los Angeles, sheriffs were not enforcing Governor Newsom's lockdown order.
That's right. It's time to stop following the orders. All right. The book is The War on Conservatives, Amazon.com. Want to send it to number one. Mark Dice, thank you so much. Really amazing. And thanks for being a real American, buddy. It's good to know who's actually on our side.
Appreciate it. Glad to see you back. Look forward to everything that you're going to do. Have a good Christmas. Happy New Year. And buckle up, everybody. It's going to be intense.
Buckle up. The War on Conservatives, Mark Dice, only 18 years. The real deal, when almost no one would support me. He did. I don't forget that. I said today, because we got a lot of folks on the show, and I said, I want Mark Dice first. And, of course, he's like, well, I'm a little busy. And I said, knock it off, man. Just get on the damn show. So, because he's a busy guy. He has businesses and everything else. But we need people like Mark Dice, and we appreciate him. All right, we're going to go to break here. I already skipped the break, but I want to air this special report because it's important. I'm going to come back and drill through all this news, but I'm telling you, folks, I don't hype stuff up for no reason. You know, if I tell you something's big, it's big. In fact, most of them I say, coming up, and I go ahead and tell you right away. I'm the opposite of a hype guy. I just can't help it. I kind of shoot my wad right up front. This Elon Musk interview, supposedly me being interviewed by him, I said, forget Alex Jones. Let's not talk about come on, please. Let's move on. You run like all this economic engine. Let's talk about you. And the 70% of it is me asking him questions. That has already went out to millions. It's about to be on Infowars.com. It's not already there. So look for that tomorrow. Chase Geyser is coming up in about 36 minutes. But here is a New World Order Builds Planetary Suicide Machine by John Bound. Very important report. Here it is.
Many cults reach a point where mass murder is inevitable.
It's the cult. I mean, it's the cult of cults. It's the cult of truth.
It is no different with the climate change cult.
Many people who are in the middle of Manhattan and have maybe ever never been on the other side of the Hudson River.
You know what, pause. I rarely nail it wrong. I'm really good with these clocks. And I'm used to John Mount reports being 4 minutes, 50 seconds. I didn't look at this. I just thought, oh, John Mount is 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes, 52 seconds. It's too important. I watched it before I went on today, and I was like, this is incredibly important. So we're not cutting this short. We're not cutting a minute off of it. So you're stuck with me for 4 minutes before we go to break. But here's what I want to explain to people. I get attacked by the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, the CIA, the FBI, the British intelligence, and the Easter Bunny. But then I constantly see these attacks because I know people are waking up saying, oh, he's loyal opposition or he's controlled. They never show you proof, folks. Yeah, I'm controlled by the truth for 29 years on air. They're trying to tell you there aren't good people. You're good. You're watching. You're listening. You love God. You love justice. You know you're good. And I don't even give those people attacking any attention. Most of them are bots or on the enemy side. But just that's a lie, folks. I'm anti-abortion. I'm pro-God. I'm pro-America. I'm pro-sovereignty. I'm pro-capitalism. I am pro-medical freedom. And that's what I do 24/7. And I'm against taking your guns 100%. I'm not against gun safety training, which the media spends. Oh, Jones is pro-anti-gun. No, I mean training people how to use a gun, training people about gun safety and how to shoot and how to clean it, how to store it. They try to get rid of that at, you know, the public schools that still have it, the YMCA. And I notice how the enemy works. They'll come out and they'll say, oh, Jones is anti-establishment. And then they'll say, oh, Jones is an FBI informant. Why, Jones, when they were trying to indict Owen Schroyer, they had indicted Owen. They said, if you just give us your cell phone, we won't put him in jail. Now, my lawyers looked at my cell phone. I knew I wasn't involved in January 6th attack on the Capitol. So we sent him a letter back and said, yeah, you give us blanket immunity, we'll give you the cell phone because there's nothing on it. And they leaked it to the news saying, Jones is offering the cell phone of Trump. Trump wasn't on the cell phone. Hadn't talked to him in over a year. Jones, I had lawyers check the whole thing. All I sat there and read hundreds of pages of text messages. Nothing there. And then they spin that. Oh, Jones. Remember all the headlines, New York Times, Washington Post? Jones has come out. He's going to turn state's evidence on January 6th. And I talked to Owen and I said, we're not going to give him the phone. They're screwing us. He's like, yeah, screw them. So they put Owen in jail. But he's out now. But, I mean, that's how this works. The cop pulls you over. You're not drinking. Are you drinking? No. That's not state evidence. I didn't work with the system. I wasn't with the man. Have you been drinking? No. Why'd you pull me over? Oh, you crossed the yellow line. Yeah, right. But that's how they work, folks. I see through rose colored darkly, as the Bible says. I don't have godlike omniscience or anything, 1 trillionth close to it. But I sure as hell love God and love justice. And I'm real. And the idea that we're not real and the idea that we're not trying to turn things around is a lie. And so question me, investigate me. But you should really investigate the people. Listen to me. That tell you I can't be trusted and I'm loyal opposition. I'm a Fed with no evidence. Investigate me when they say that, but double investigate. Who are these people? Because I can tell you right now, I'm as real as it gets, and I know I am. And so that's just another message to you, because that's the last hurdle we got to go over. Is all these people that sit there and say that I work for the Vatican or the Israelis, all this crap. I don't work for the Baptists, the Masons, the Israelis, the Vatican, or the Easter Bunny. I work for God and the truth. And we've been here 29 years, and Christ said, judge tree by its fruits. I'm not here defending myself. I just want you all to think about how the enemy tries to divert you. So let's just do this. Let's say I'm a bad guy. Let's move on from that. You know you're good. Now take action against the New World Order.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the pig of the battle is here right now. And I was just talking to the crew during the break. Man, this is a two-plus hour interview with Elon Musk. We're trying to boil it down to 45 minutes for tomorrow. Chase Geyser takes over in like 27 minutes. It is unbelievably powerful. I mean, Elon Musk has never said stuff like this. The New World Order wants to kill us, global government. They're going to crap their New World Order pants when this goes out. But I went to break late and couldn't play this clip. So here is John Bowne's latest clip. This is a really important report. It's at Bandai Video. Here it is.
Many cults reach a point where mass murder is inevitable.
It's the cult. I mean, it's the cult of cults. It's the cult of truth.
It is no different with the climate change cult.
Many people who are in the middle of Manhattan and have maybe ever never been on the other side of the Hudson River can have these
these ideas in their head somehow that we could eliminate fossil fuels. Well, it's a recipe for mass suicide. It's just quite amazing that someone that is in government, actually elected to the government of the United States of America, would propose that we eliminate all fossil fuels in 12 years. It would basically begin a process of cannibalization amongst the human species because the food could not be delivered to the stores in the middle of the cities anymore.
Recently, at the 28th annual United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as COP28, Pope Francis issued an apostolic exhortation to fuel the climate crisis psyop. These people won't stop until all life on planet Earth is no more, as they continue to ignore the science.
Are you seriously suggesting we should be pumping more stuff in, polluting the earth more, building more coal-fired power stations just so we can make sure that the CO2 levels are good?
No, I'm not, because we're putting plenty of CO2 into the atmosphere. We don't need to do it this quickly, but if we bring it up to a higher level than it is today, we will get immediately an increase in the growth of crops and trees, which is not a bad thing. This tendency to go in the rich countries to wind and solar is a giant waste of money. Those wind farms will rust in place, and there is no fun to decommission them when they either wear out or we decide how ridiculous it is to spend so much money for so little electricity that isn't even reliable.
The climate right now is no warmer than it's been many times throughout history. Our baseline is now the lowest the carbon dioxide has been in 600 million years.
That won't stop King Charles from demanding that U.S. taxpayers pump trillions of dollars into their organization in order to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Our grandchildren won't be asking what we said. They will be living with the consequences of what we did or didn't do. So if we act together to safeguard our precious planet, the welfare of all our people will surely follow. The Earth does not belong to us. We belong to the Earth.
They're chemtrailing with aluminum dioxide all the world, killing the seeds, the plants, the trees, the insects dying. They've got the Hadron Collider that their own scientists are making blow the Earth up, the tests they're doing. They're the ones releasing GMO. They're the ones with the 5G. They're the ones saying cut down trees, carbon's bad. So everything he says is a giant lie, except we own the Earth, you don't. It's ours. We're the guardians of the Earth. He represents the Earth while he's killing it.
While the annual president of COP28, CEO of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, raised questions no one wanted to address.
Reports in The Guardian of your comments that there is no science behind calls to cut fossil fuels. Do you maintain this? Contribute to a loss of public confidence in this COP outside of the negotiating bubble here on site?
What I'm saying today, you have access to all of my public engagements, it's there. I'm not going to say anything new.
While John Kerry wants food production halted and millions to starve in order to worship his delusions.
Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today. And you just can't continue to both warm the planet while also expecting to feed it. Doesn't work.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia spearheads a $500 billion project to cram 260,000 people per square kilometer into a 110-mile-long dense urban nightmare.
Imagine NEOM as a prototype for a better future. A future for all. One being built to last. Sound good?
Adding to their misguided solutions is the use of carbon dioxide removal machines.
One of our plants does the work of 40 million trees. So if we're going to plant trees instead of doing our plants, we'd better get on with it. We'd better plant lots of them.
A scaled-up plant could do the work of 40 million trees, but only if the carbon were sequestered underground.
However, the potential leaks from storing carbon in underground reservoirs due to well failures, earthquakes, and big money ignoring potential regulations, the leaking CO2 underground in high concentration, combined with the coupled processing of poisonous hydrogen sulfide, could be massively catastrophic to life on Earth.
a perfect target for potential terror attacks or false flag events, putting the extinction of targeted populations in the hands of New World Order psychopathic cults with a weapon of genocide lurking beneath our feet. John Bowne reporting.
Yeah, just like the Hindenburg, it's explosive and concentrated. By the way, it's what plants breathe is carbon dioxide. New World Order builds planetary suicide machines. Very important report. But let's talk about the real suicide machines. I mean, that's a real one, too, but this is out in the open. Dan Dix, Press for Truth, Infowars.com. New vaccine mandates. Brazil is forcing vaccine on babies. Lula's a communist. Bolsonaro banned it. And now they're giving him the experimental shot that sterilizes, destroys the immune system, causes cardiovascular problems. Brazil's mandatory vaccines for children. A socialist criminal president, Lula da Silva, demands people inject their kids or lose welfare or have their children taken. That's all being run by the IMF and the World Bank. Here's another one. DNA contamination in COVID jabs could explain rising cancers, clots, and autoimmune disease. Another big study on that. The media is hyping carbon passports to restrict travel. Big article from Zero Hedge linking to all the CNN and everybody else promoting carbon passports, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute tyranny in your face. But we're here challenging it. We're here fighting it. But I got to tell you, we're having huge success reaching, I don't want to exaggerate, the last 5-6 days we've reached about, let's not exaggerate, 300, no, that's too low, 400 million people? 400 million, that's a very low estimate. 400 million people that this creature, Alex Jones, has reached thanks to your support and your promotion. So your backing of us, I can say, has paid off. And you get all the credit, by the way. I mean, I'm built for war. I'm built to take it. That's just how God made me. I'm not perfect, but God knows I actually enjoy all these attacks. So as long as I'm winning, I feel really good. When I'm losing, I'm even more pissed off if I even harder. That's why God always likes to keep me right where I'm losing to get full potential. That God just finally told me, I said, why am I always kept on the edge of destruction? And finally, I'm sitting there on the couch outside watching my daughter swim in the pool. A couple days ago, it feels like a million years ago, Saturday, yesterday morning. It was the pool's heated, and she's out there swimming around, you know, it's cold. And I literally was like hit again. And God said, I've told you this, you're not listening. You're hungrier when you're getting your ass kicked, son. If you were winning all the time and you fought harder, I'd do that. You fight harder when you're getting your ass kicked. Literally, I was like, I understand now. And now once I was told that, people, the Satanists laugh at that, but they follow Satan's orders. I follow God's orders. It's obvious. That's why I'm always kept on the edge of destruction. That's why I'm always kept going into the fire, because humanity's going in the fire and God wants me right where everybody's at. So I get it, God. You're the master. You got it all figured out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, listening, get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Segment before Chase Geyser takes over 6 to 8 p.m. Central on the InfoWars Network with Sunday Live. Whatever you do, don't share the links from Band.Video and InfoWars.com/show. All right, I want to read this quote because as evil as V.I. Lenin was and as evil as Joseph Stalin was, they said a lot of things that were cold-blooded and true. Stalin famously said, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 dies, it's statistics. Well, V.I. Lenin said, there are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. That is true. There are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. And that's where we are. Right now, we are at the crossroads in the future of humanity. And it's not like I just sit up here and say this with all the thousands of political stripes and all the weird subgroups and 10,000 Christian denominations and 100 Muslim denominations and 100 Hindu deals and, you know, all of it. We're here covering what the megabanks, what the globalists' own documents say. We're like reading what they say and watching them get it implemented decades later and saying, man, these people are out to get us. And it's so frustrating. Like, why is everybody else singing the sheets of music that aren't real? I mean, I tell you, Zbigniew Brzezinski said before he died to the Council on Foreign Relations, it's easier to kill a million people than convince a million people. So we got to start learning how to kill the general public. I mean, you better go find that clip. Take you 30 seconds to do it. And then you decide what you're going to do about that. I'm a man, though. I'm not the biggest, baddest guy around. But you know what? Big old powerful groups are planning to kill me and my family. And That means all of you at the same time. People say, oh, why do you have so much empathy? People say, I care about my family. I was on the air with Vivek Ramaswamy today and Elon Musk. It was helping my show on there. And I could ask all the questions I wanted to. It was crazy. And I said, let's not talk about me and all the diversions. Let's talk about the attack of Vivek. It's like, well, first thing's my family. Well, yeah. But if you're not in a free country or things are dangerous and other families aren't safe, you're not safe. And I know he knows that. But there is no separation, folks. There isn't like my family's doing okay, so screw yours. Now, if your family's lazy and corrupt and evil, that's their problem. We got to defend ourselves from you. But the idea that we get ahead and you don't is a lie. If you really think about civilization, the civilizations that do well is where we try to empower everybody. Now, some of us are going to do better in that because we're harder working, whatever, better circumstances. But at the end of the day, a real society that empowers or tries to empower everybody is a civilization I want. The left has their counterfeit of that where they want to lower everybody to make us equally slaves. No, we have competition with incredible heights. The lows are way above the lows of a tyranny or a collectivist system. You know, the lows of a collectivist system are 100 feet down here. The lows of a freedom system are just right here. You're just, you know, boom. So don't be ashamed of your success, your will, or your hard work. And don't let anybody intimidate you or tell you you're a piece of garbage because of it. Celebrate innovation. Celebrate invention. Celebrate Nikola Tesla and Isaac Newton and Alexander Graham Bell. Celebrate that. Because that's a celebration of our native intelligence together and all of us sharing an incredible human curiosity and the will of the people. Now, I got a couple of clips I want to play here. The first one is Africans pouring in that have been sent here by the UN, and then them running down the streets of Arizona. Then I just play it all back to back. Then I got a clip of Biden. This is not an edited clip because I saw this last night. I thought this has got to be fake. So I went and found the full speech. This is real. This is him saying Jesus knew the importance of airports. And then he says even more whacked out stuff. Here's the clips.
Where are you guys from?
Africa.
Africa, where?
Africa.
What country? What country?
Togo.
Guinea.
Oh, yeah.
And then here's shots of the highways in Arizona, just illegal aliens, just, you know, no jobs, no future, no plan, no money. Well, they're going to break in your house, folks. It's happened all over Europe. And they just sit back and watch the whole thing happen. And then here's Joe Biden not knowing what planet he's on. Coming up.
The same stable genius who said the biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports.
Whoa. What? What are you talking about, man?
Jesus the genius in the Revolutionary War said the biggest problem we face is not having enough airplanes. Play that again.
By the way, the same stable genius who said the biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports. Whoa.
I'm sorry, I said airplanes,
what?
Airports.
What are you talking about?
So the stable genius Jesus didn't said our biggest problem in the Revolutionary War is not enough airports. I mean, what brain? The same stable genius Jesus said our biggest problem in the Revolutionary War wasn't enough airports. I mean, that's like sounds like Dr. Seuss on 15 hits of acid. And that's the guy that bragged last week to a union, I got the nuclear launch codes. And now he's like, you don't give me another $106 billion, I'm going to start war with the Russians right now. Your sons and daughters are going to die. People go, well, that's just crazy Biden. And then the Secretary of Defense goes and tells Congress that. And then Blinken goes on the national news, I played it the first hour, and says it again. These people are cuckoo. Completely out of their mind. He probably just took 5 Adderalls to even get out there and be able to talk. If I drink a cup of coffee too late today, I feel like I'm going to pass out. This guy is, I'm 50 years old, folks. I cannot imagine, because I talked to Secret Service. And I told Tucker Carlson, it doesn't BS. Remember, he said, oh, the NSA spying on me a month later. Yes, the NSA was spying on Tucker Carlson. He doesn't make stuff up. He said, yeah, I heard what you heard. Well, I've talked to the Secret Service. I'll leave it at that. They're like, we're really scared. They're injecting him with weird stuff. But they get speed. He gets all wild after. They get mother pills. He goes to sleep. I said, yeah, I speculate. Like, that's meth. That's downers. And they said, yeah, he wanders around naked and craps everywhere. He gets mad. He just starts crapping on everybody. I told you that 2 years ago. Now it's all over the news. I told you Hillary falls down all the time and is put in a black ambulance. A month later, he got caught on video. That was directly from the Secret Service. They said, can you put somebody on our ambulance? I said, I've only got 3 or 4 reporters. I'll try. One of our reporters caught her falling down, being taken into the deal. It all got shut down in, like, Ohio. It was Iowa. And then another independent reporter, not us, caught her falling down on 9/11 in New York. So, yeah, are my sources right? They said she's in a black ambulance. She has convulsions every couple of hours. Can you just follow her? And it was true. So the feds aren't even our enemy, folks, the mid-level, low-level. They're telling us stuff is true. Our enemy is the people running things. But we've seen the whistleblowers in Congress about Hunter and the whores and the Chinese agents and everything. So we don't want a civil war. The government's not even our issue. It's who runs the government. Like when a hijacker takes over a jet, it's not the American Airlines that somebody hijacks it, it's the damn hijacker. We're going to break. Chase Geiser's taking over. The Great Awakening, signed as a fundraiser. I need your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Are we not delivering? Are we not getting the job done? I need your support. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I'm asking you to do that. Or if you can't afford it, an unsigned copy. It's a historic book. InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. X2 back in stock. Turbo Force back in stock, 10-hour clean energy. Turbo Force is amazing, and up to 60% off on so many of the great products. The other nootropics like Grain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats. It just goes on and on. Down and Out Sleep Formula, InfoWarsStore.com, and you know you're getting great products at the same time fighting tyranny. But get a copy of my new book, or the old book as well, which isn't that old. The Great Reset and the War for the World, or the new one, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Alex Jones is the author, or by Stephen K. Bannon, and the great research and work of Kent Hagin-Lively. Get the book now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening, The Great Reset. Don't sit on the sidelines of the critical battle. We're fighting as hard as we can. Please join us.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.